10 minutes away from 9 o'clock, and I want to thank Paul Rudd and the ladies from the health department for coming by and visiting with us, and look forward to having them as guests for the next few weeks and talking about the project they're doing. And it's all to benefit our county citizens, so look forward to that and seeing what they have to be able to offer to help us. So
nice.
It's always good. And you're certainly a proponent of getting outside and doing things, going hiking and fishing and all those kind of fun things.
I, of course, am always in support of outdoor recreation here in Marshall County and Kentucky Lake. It's kind of my thing.
That's right. Have you voted yet?
No, I have not.
So I haven't either. So, yeah. So I'm not getting on to you. I haven't done it either. I had a few people have said they went to their old voting precinct.
And it's changed?
Some. I think, okay. I don't know if that's a permanent change, but I do like that you can vote at any of the 7 places. So you can vote somewhere different this year.
Nice.
So you've got Benton Elementary, South Marshall Middle, South Marshall Fire Department in Aurora, Jonathan Elementary School, Marshall County High School, Sharp Elementary, and Calvert City Elementary School. So any of those places, if you're registered to vote and have your ID, then you can go vote at any of those.
Nice.
So
that's okay, cool. That is good to know. Yeah. I did not know that.
And this morning, Elena Blevins visiting with us and with the Kentucky, I didn't write it down.
Kentucky Lake Convention and Visitors Bureau, right. CVB.
I say Marshall County Tourism.
Yes, I'll take that too.
But the year has already gotten started.
Yes. I've
seen lots of visitors.
It's been a slow start. You guys, spring has not been very kind because it's just been so cold.
Mm-hmm.
We really needed some warmer temps earlier on, but that's okay. I think we have officially, knock on wood, turned the corner when it comes to temps, and it's starting to warm up. And, Memorial Day weekend is right around the corner, and that is the kickoff to summer. And so this year we are especially kicking it off because we've planned a new event for Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, tell us about that. I'm sure they may have seen some of the...
Hopefully everybody has seen it. We've done quite a bit of marketing online on social media. We've got a TV commercial running right now. We've got radio ads going on and flyers out and everything. But we are launching a new event, Memorial Day weekend, our kickoff to summer event, out at Ken Lake State Park at the amphitheater out there. It's called the May Day Music Mashup. It's a country music festival. And we've got a great lineup of artists for a day and a half. So Friday night on May 26th is kind of our local night. So you've got Haley Martin, Tim Lynch, Jeremy Marshall and friends, and then Tony Logue, who are all going to be entertaining us Friday evening. The gates open at 4 o'clock. The show's from about 5 to 10. Tickets to get in for Friday evening are $20. So kids are 15, adults are 20. And, we're going out with a bang on Friday night. And we've got about a 20-minute fireworks show that's going to happen Friday night to really kind of, kick off the holiday weekend, kick off boating season, kick off summer, school's out. I mean, it is the time to celebrate so many things. So that'll be happening Friday night, May 26th. And then Saturday, May 27th, we will be back out there. The gates open at 2 o'clock. We'll have live music going from about 3 o'clock to 11 p.m. And I've worked with a music promoter. His name's Tim Parks out of Eastern Kentucky. So he's bringing us some other Kentucky talent and over across on his side of the state, which is a guy by the name of Corduroy Brown, and a guy by the name of Spooky Fox, and a girl named Taylor Austin Dye. They're all acoustic artists that kind of do that Americana sort of red dirt country music.
Mm-hmm.
And then a young man by the name of Rye Davis, who is really, really good. And then we're bringing in Mike and the Moon Pies. They're making some headway over in Austin, Texas. They just finished up a tour over in Europe. They're quickly becoming very popular in the country music scene. So they'll be opening up for all of you 90s country fans are going to love this, Dina Carter. So Miss Strawberry Wine, we danced anyway. Did I shave my legs for this? So if you had any kind of time in the 90s, I guess, then we've got a great moment for you guys. So just come out, enjoy some country music. She actually just played in Madisonville this past weekend, and I saw some comments saying it was a great show. So Dina Carter, she'll go on probably about 8:30. And she'll play till about 11. So we got a good, about a 90-minute set with Dina Carter. Yeah. So tickets for Saturday are $40 for adults, $15 for kids. And if you want a weekend pass, so you can come and go as you please all weekend long, they're $50. Mm-hmm. So we're really looking forward to it. If you want to buy a ticket online, you can totally do that. You can go to our website, which is visitkylake.com, and we've got the ticket link on our website. And then but if you'd rather have like a physical ticket and want to come in and actually get a ticket from somebody, you could come into our office, and we were able to do that and actually sell physical tickets, or of course you can just get them at the gate on Friday and Saturday. However, we are expecting lines on Friday and Saturday, so I would recommend between now and next Friday coming into the office and getting a ticket or buying online. Yeah. So
worst comes to worst, you can buy them at the gate, but mm-hmm. might have to wait a little bit.
Yep. So we will have for some food vendors. I've got Creative Cooking, Cartwright's Kitchen, a barbecue truck, Soul Food Barbecue, let's see, and Mike's Mini Donuts. We've got a coffee truck, and then we do have some beverage vendors. So the Dam Brew House will be set up, as well as Casey Jones Distillery, and Buckhorn Creek Vineyard will be there as well. So
that's a heck of a lineup, though, both nights.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that. We tried. We wanted to make sure that we could give our local folks some time, and then, but also really kind of just celebrate. I mean, Kentucky is known, like, we are slowly but surely becoming known for our music. Well, actually, we've always been known for our music, but mm-hmm. it's becoming more of a popular thing. Lately, there's a lot of great festivals that are getting started all across the state. And so we wanted to be part of that. So, I mean, we're being very Kentucky, you know, it's, music and horses. Well, we don't have horses, but you can be out on the water and enjoy the horsepower that you have with your boat.
Have horses and a boat.
Yeah. I'm rambling a little bit this morning. You can tell we're getting close to it. I'm getting a little frazzled. I'm like, ooh, I'm getting excited. I'm ready for this thing to happen. Mm-hmm. I really hope everybody comes out, you know, and we have a great, great turnout. That's what my hopes are.
Yeah, exactly. And you want to have all the locals be able to go, because mm-hmm. there'll probably be some out-of-town guests that'll be there. So
yeah, we do expect, I mean, you know, a lot of people are going to be coming in to enjoy the lake that holiday weekend. So, which is part of the reason why we did the whole Friday night local mm-hmm. and Saturday, so that, you know, we could sort of have that option for our locals. But, you know, the concert is for everybody. You know, tourism is, we're kind of unique in that way. And what we do is we try to generate activity and things and experiences for people to do who come to visit our area. But the best thing about that is the locals can always join in and participate in that as well, too. So this is great. That's what I love about this kind of event, is that it really is, it's something that we all can enjoy.
Yeah. For sure. So Friday, May 26th, and Saturday, May 27th, and Saturday evening is when Dina Carter will be there.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I think everybody, even if they don't know who she is, they know her song.
Yeah, just Google Strawberry Wine on YouTube, and you'll be like, oh yeah, I know that song. I mean, everybody knows that song.
Yeah, she had a lot of good songs.
Yeah,
that's probably one of my least favorite of hers.
I know, but mine is We Danced Anyway. Yeah, I love that song. That's my favorite.
She's got a lot of good stuff.
She does have some good ones.
Well, Elena, thank you so much.
Yeah.
We're out of time, but keep up the good work, and we'll let you.
I'll probably try to pop back on.
Get some rest when you can.
Yeah, I'll do my best. Thank you.
So, Paul Rudd said that's important.
Okay. That's good. Well, he would know.
He would. All right. Well, thank you so much, Elena. And again, you can go to visitkylake.com to find out more. Go by the office on Carroll Road in Draffinville. You can buy your tickets in person if you like. $40 for the or $20 for the Friday night show, and that's from 4 to 10 in Aurora. And then Saturday, May 27th, $40. for that day, and that's starts at 3 and goes to about 11, or you can do $50 and go to any of them you want.
Yep, all weekend long.
Thank you so much. And again, I want to thank Paul for visiting with us this morning from the Marshall County Health Department, and also the interns from the University of Kentucky, Ryan Allen and Lydia McNeil, for visiting with us as well. Look forward to hearing them the next few weeks here on WCBL. It is 9 o'clock, WCBL, AM/FM Benton, Grand Rivers, and Greg, just as you and I predicted, the Cardinals starting to look good. We knew that was coming, didn't we? All right, well, we'll send it back to you.